Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today we're going to talk to you. Yeah, we're going to go through your comments, your questions, your congratulations. And we're going to look and see what we can speak to. There may be some stuff that we can't yet, but this time it's all about feedback, right, Danny?
Yeah, we have a lot of comments and questions. We got some questions here and there. And you're right, Reed. There's going to be a couple of things that we probably will not answer. We could probably maybe read it because people are asking, and we could briefly talk about it. And some we can't answer. Bear with us, but I think this is going to be a fun episode because I love interacting with our viewers and listeners. So, yeah. So let's start. Oh, before we start, I forgot to mention this. Continue to subscribing, liking the video, and also sharing the content to people because it's been helping us. We are about to hit 800 subscribers.
Oh my gosh. We're close to 800.
But I want to hit over 1,000. Let's see if we can hit 1,000, and then we'll go from there, you know, our next goal. But 1,000, let's do it. We're almost there, guys. Almost there.
1,000 before we move. That's what I've been hoping for.
Yes.
Please share the content and throw us a subscription if you haven't already. I think about 80% of the folks watching this video are not yet subscribed. So go ahead and click that little bell and make sure you're updated every time we drop a new episode.
Mm-hmm. So let's read the first question. This is on Spotify, by the way, guys. I know you could also send comments there. This is from Jason Simon. What helps you more, YouTube or Spotify?
What helps us more as a listener or a viewer? Right now, both. But we really, really want those subscriptions on YouTube. And if you don't mind listening on Spotify and then just heading over to our YouTube channel, The Danny and Rihanna Show, or youtube.com/@DannyandRihanna, and hit and subscribe. You don't even have to watch the video there if you don't want to, if you've already listened. That would be really, really helpful.
Very much, yep. All right, so this is from Felix G. Cab from a couple of days ago, actually. This is a comment. The growth in Punta Cana is amazing to see. Cap Cana, Vista Cana, and Downtown are all developing extremely fast. I totally agree. It is changing. I remember we were there back in July of last year, and then we went back again in December, and we got to see the changes just in a couple of months with a lot of places. You know, when we arrived, I think it was in December, that's when they opened up for the first time. The Sirena supermarket right by Vista Cana. And yeah, even driving around the area, new construction, new locations that has been building super fast. So yeah, you're right. Like it's changing. It's developing. I think in a couple of years, it's going to become a huge, huge city.
For sure. Just a couple of concrete examples, because, you know, we've all lived in different parts of the U.S. And seen varying degrees of construction efficiency throughout our adulthoods. When we went in July, in comparing to December, like Danny just said, I saw new streetlights along the major highway, like the entire thing. All the streetlights were just up. I never saw it in progress from July to December. It was done sometime in that period. There was a new highway on-ramp that was put up, you know, brand new with, again, the lights and the little bumps on the road to make sure everybody's going an appropriate speed so that everybody can merge safely. Things like that in cities I've lived in the past, like Seattle or Pittsburgh, they took a lot longer to get finished for a number of reasons, but what's really, really encouraging about Punta Cana is that the Punta Cana Group, this is a private company that is really spearheading all of these incredible infrastructure projects, including the Punta Cana Village, including the airport. They're adding even more things. It's really well organized, and they are executing. It's not just, oh, we'll get this new, you know, highway expansion someday. It's like, no, they say they're going to do it, and then it's done. Even the roads that go from the airport all the way out to the beachfront, which is where we stayed in July, have been completely repaved since we were there in July. And then it was brand new, smooth roads in December. So the public works execution is really impressive, and it's showing no sign of slowing down, which is why we are, well, one of the reasons why we are so excited and so confident in our home and our new neighborhood of Vista Cana, because it is being supported by this really effective group, and we've seen their work and their progress and the results, and they mean business, and they're really getting stuff done. So it's very impressive.
Yeah, one location that we noticed right away, and I know you briefly mentioned, was like that street when you drive from like the downtown going to like Bávaro. I think that's
Boulevard
the Bávaro.
Turísticos, I think.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of resorts there. I remember back in July, it rained, and it was like a very bad flooding area, right?
Yeah.
When we went there again and it rained and there was no floods, I'm like, whoa, they made some major changes just in a couple months. Crazy, yeah. You know, so that's exciting.
Major drainage, filling potholes, like, yeah. It's really well done.
Because here's the thing, there's a lot of people that travel from around the world and they visit Punta Cana. They want to make the area easy to drive around, not that don't make it complicated. Also, people that also live there and work there, make it easy for everybody. And I think this is it's something really cool to see from the city, you know. So, all right, so this is another one from Edwin's. It 1062. Congrats. He's talking about our land video. How much did it cost for your particular land? How much money would it cost for your new home to be built? Any HOA fee? Now, before we talk about this, there's another person also mentioned that if we can't answer it, please use it as a future content. Best of luck. We'll sub and follow your journey. It will help many. I also bought in Cap Cana, he said he backed out. Interesting. Oh. I don't know why. But yeah. But go ahead, Bree.
Yeah. So we can't talk about final price yet because it's not done. So we're not sure. What we can share is that our price range when we were searching was between $300,000 and $400,000 US. Mm-hmm. And we nailed it with this, at least the projected cost. So we'll see what it is at the end of the day. I don't know. Well, maybe we want to add some upgrades or make some changes, and we'll figure out what the final bill is. And of course, share that when it's appropriate. But what we can talk about is HOA fees and in general, like how maintenance fees work down there. So the HOA fee is usually a cost per square foot. So it depends on the size of the home that you're either moving into or building. Uh-huh. For us, we're about 200 square meters of construction, and our HOA fee is quoted at about $180 US per month. So that is paid to Vista Cana, and some locations in Vista Cana, like if we're in Paseo del Sendero or some of the other communities within Vista Cana community, mm-hmm. you might have a second HOA fee. So that's something to think about if you're seriously looking, and something to ask your realtor or your lawyer as you're working with different companies or builders is like, how many HOAs, like, are you paying? Are you paying just to Vista Cana or another one to your property unit? And what is the square footage cost for your HOA? Because that'll tell you how much it is every month. And again, uh-huh. depends on how big your house is. The second category of something that people would consider part of an HOA in a lot of parts of the U.S., like for where it's where we are, is your yard or your lawn care maintenance. And of course, a lot of people over there have pools. So there's also pool maintenance. And those are usually separate. So what the HOA for Vista Cana covers is, of course, your security, which is very important to us. So we're really happy that they're paid well and that our HOA can go towards that. But mm-hmm. also for fumigation, for general landscaping in the entire community, for access to the clubhouse areas and all of the incredible amenities that we've talked about in previous videos, and even more that they're still building, more to come. So mm-hmm. those, of course, might change over time. usually in the world, prices for stuff like that go up, and that's something we're aware of and prepared for. But then we also have to add on the cost of any lawn care or landscaping that you want to add on. I think people say it's usually about $50 to $70 a month for that. And then same for pool maintenance, depending on how large your pool is or how complicated your system is. And that's something else that we're going to have to add on as well. And altogether, we're prepared for about $300, and that's fine. You know, we feel comfortable at that amount. Right now where we are, we pay an incredibly low HOA fee. And this is closer to what most people pay, at least in neighborhoods we've compared in the U.S. with gated communities or luxury communities. So that gives you kind of a ballpark idea, depending on how complicated your house is, how big it is, and what you have in your yard.
Yeah, I have another question here. And this is, I think this is directly to you, Rika. So this is from one of our videos from back in December.
That's okay. I feel like I'm on an interview.
Do you go? Do your nails in Punta Cana? Because a lot of people have been asking that question. And here's the thing. We went there during the holidays. So the whole area was just busy with a lot of people that came from out of town. Ree was also all over the place driving, and she will talk about it more. But you also have to understand that we were there during the holidays. So it was very, very busy time for us and for the city too. So
yeah, it's pretty funny because I actually made a series of videos. If you haven't seen those, they're on my socials, either on TikTok or I believe I put them on Instagram as well, of a three-part saga of me trying to get my nails done. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. I will say it was hard. I went to a place in Friusa, mm-hmm. and tried to book an appointment, sat there, wasn't seen. I didn't speak Spanish to the people there, so they might have just pegged me as a tourist and kind of moved on with the people that were their regulars. I can't really hate on that too much. I'm an outsider coming in. But our amazing cousin Fani helped us figure out another place in Cap Cana that was able to take me. Now, this place is amazing. You walk in, they have candies there. People speak English or Spanish, and probably other languages too if you need help. Mm-hmm. They offer you fresh, like, tea or soda if you want something to drink while you get your nails done. It has a beautiful view out the back of the nail salon directly at the ocean. And you can, like, smell the sea spray coming in. And the salon is appropriately named Waves. But this is in Cap Cana. And if you don't have access to Cap Cana, if you're not staying there or don't know somebody who owns property there, it is gated and you cannot enter. Without that access.
Dayton has
a finger up.
Yeah. So, and I heard this from multiple creators that live in Punta Cana. You could get access to it, but you have to make reservations for like the business that you're going to go. So let's say it's a restaurant, the nail salon, even at the park, the water park that's available at Cap Cana. If you have access and reservations and you show, cause they'll send you like the QR code for you to the permission to get in as a visitor. If you get that, then you can have access. But if you don't, then like you said, you need to have at least somebody that you know that lives in that area too. That's another option.
Right. Mm-hmm. And thank you for clarifying that. What I guess I was getting at is that it's not easy to just walk in. Like you'd have to make an appointment and prepare ahead of time. And I was scrambling. Mm-hmm. And this is all very last minute. There is another place that I've heard a lot of people recommend in Vista Cana's business center, and that is actually outside of the gate, so you can probably walk in there more easily. It's called Glamour. I've not been there yet, so I wouldn't be able to give a recommendation at this time, but I absolutely plan to go there because hopefully that will be my new local salon. And yeah, I'll report back. But there's many, many places. But as Danny said, it was a holiday and it was last minute. So it was a little bit tough for me to find someplace. But Waves took care of me. Again, they're a little bit on the pricier side, but absolutely deliver with the service. And it was wonderful. My nails were perfect for weeks after.
Good,
so I was very happy.
I know there's other locations where they offer you like beer and liquor and have a little, there's some music, there's some DJ there playing too. Like, but you couldn't go to that one because it was just too busy. But hopefully next time. Yeah. All right. So this is another one from Justin. He says, where do you go for dinner from the airport? So he's talking about, this person's talking about when we, later that night, the day that we arrived, we met up with our family member and they took us to this restaurant called Noah. It's in,
oh, yeah.
in Bob, I believe it's in the Babado area. I'm going to show you some pictures.
Yeah, it was closer to the resort, or closer to the, the resorts.
So there is there's two NOAAs, by the way. There's two NOAAs. There's one in Cap Cana and there's another one in Babado. Yo, the food.
And they
here,
are very different, I will say. Very different. Both excellent, but different styles and different menus.
Yeah, this is the Babado one. So I know the one in Cap Cana is more like seafood. So I know the owner.
More high end. Like,
very high end. Yeah. The other one is they have more like meat, but it's like beautiful, like, oh my god, some delicious food,
great drinks, really fun presentation for some of their drinks too.
Yeah, so it's very, very clean. Love the staff. Like, they, when we got there, it was very, very packed, so we had to wait, but they were like, no, come to this area, sit. If you guys want some drinks, you could wait here while we have a table available in a few minutes. And yeah, they were like making sure that we were okay. My cousin knows some of the people that work there too, so they were like making sure that we were good, you know. So right here is the entrance of NOAA restaurant and lounge. Beautiful, beautiful outdoor and indoor location. We took our my mother-in-law and father-in-law, took them over there. They loved it. We were having a great time over there, right, Ree?
Oh yeah, no, it was great, and honestly, both were worth seeing and trying. The NOAA in Cap Cana is, as Danny said, like a little bit more seafood focused. They are on the water. The NOAA in Babado is near the water, but not, you know, directly overlooking it. They definitely have different menus, but both excellent. And I would say the drinks at both were incredible. Really interesting, original menus, and great service. Incredible 10 out of 10 service both places. I would say I would go back to either one any day of the week. I could see that as our date night spot.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, that NOAA is a great recommendation.
Do you remember what you got to order at the restaurant? Because, man, for me, it was like a shrimp.
I tried a little bit of everybody's steak. Stuff. I can't really remember.
I ate some steak, and it was, my God, it was delicious. Delicious. So yeah, all right, so this is another question. This is a pretty good one, and I don't remember, actually, no, I've never been to this store. You have, Ree. So this is a viewer, his name is Snapchat Chef. He posted this question on YouTube. Is this store expensive? This person is talking about your experience going to Jumbo at downtown Punta Cana. Is this store expensive compared to other stores that you've been to? And for those that don't know, can you explain this type of store that you got to check out?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way to describe Jumbo, it's like a Target with a shopping center or a Walmart with a shopping center, right? It's a general store plus you know, some appliances, some lifestyle items, like light electronics, like they had TVs and fans and stuff like that, and then a huge grocery section. So Jumbo, at least the one I went to, this was the one down in downtown Punta Cana by like the mall and everything, that Jumbo was not expensive. I would say it was pretty reasonably like average priced for Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to California, compared to
very,
the
very cheap.
It was much cheaper.
100%.
And it wasn't all local brands either. Like, I got a Hamilton Beach toaster, which was another adventure video that I posted on my socials, where something might have happened with the toaster in our Airbnb back in July. And I gave myself the mission to go replace it on my own, which was fun and gave me a reason to go to the store. But browsing there, they had all kinds of stuff, right? They had clothes and housewares and, like I said, TVs and a really, really well-stocked grocery area. And, like, aisles and aisles of baby food and clothes. And I said clothes. It had everything you would need on a regular basis. And I would say the price is very, very fair. Compared to other stores, I mean, I guess we could maybe do a longer video with ranking and stuff. But just to give you an idea, I think we've counted how many, 6 different general grocery life supply stores we've been to so far, something like that. It would be, I would say, right in the middle to like not lower middle for quality, but lower middle for price, for sure. Because there weren't a ton of imports. A lot of stuff was local, except for maybe like the electronics and stuff like that, or the housewares brands. Yeah. But yeah, it was very reasonably priced. I got out of there with like, I think it was like $15 something. With I got some baby food and a toaster. And I don't know, that doesn't sound bad to me.
Okay.
But yeah, I like Jumbo. I like it a lot. And I know there's a new one coming, and I'm really excited to go to that one too.
All right, so this is more of a comment. I can't really pronounce this name because it's very weird. But anyways, this is on YouTube. Congrats. He talked about when we were there back in December. Congrats. I do worry on some things you guys said. Make sure you think everything through. Butacan is completely different from the rest of the country. Butacan is geared towards foreigners. So if you feel like you haven't left much behind, but the rest of the country does not work that way. So I guess as long you guys are mostly in the city, should be fine. Everything is gated and secure from a general population. Now, I have to mention this, and I've been seeing a lot of these type of comments talking about like safety and a couple other things too, and also like power outages. And look, for those that haven't watched our videos, I used to live in Dominican Republic. This is not nothing new. I also used to stay in this place in the Salcedo area called Tenares. I also lived in El Campo, in the mountains, in you know, around that area of Tenares as a kid. I've been through power outages. I know how it is when it comes to safety. Let me tell you, I prefer living in Dominican Republic more than when it comes to like crime, more than over here, because over here there's shootings, there's a lot of school shootings, there's a lot of things that I feel like is super dangerous and is very random compared to other places around the world. Like there's people they are afraid to come to the United States because of the things that we begin to see over here. Look, I've been seeing all kinds of like crimes over here that is really, really bad, you know? So am I saying that in DR there's no crime? Of course not. Of course, we know there is crime. But it's compared to like the things that are happening here, it's day and night, you know? So like one example I want to mention is, you know, I lived over there and I've never experienced a school shooting over there in DR. And I've never even seen a school shootings over there in DR compared to how it is over here. Over here, it happens all the time. All the time. There's been shootings at a movie theater, at a restaurant, at a church. Like, you know, it's just too much. Look, I have friends that moved out of the country and they left to like Europe because they felt unsafe, not only for them, but also for their kids, you know? So I just want to bring that up because people bring that up a lot. Look, there's areas that we know we're not going to go, but believe it or not, a lot of people that have been living in Dominican Republic have been driving a lot around. They feel safe, you know? So
yeah,
just want to mention that. But
so if I look, and this is just me doing a quick Google.
Yeah.
The closest thing that I can find to what we experience far too often here in the United States is in 1984, there was a civilian riot, not necessarily a mass shooting. And there was a pretty significant death toll, but not like a lone gun person.
Mm-hmm.
There's, of course, fires, things that happen with uprisings in the government further back, you know, but not in our lifetime. And then more recently in 2022, one civilian was injured.
What year was that one?
2022 in Los Alcarizos in Santo Domingo. One person injured. Compared to what is very grim that I don't want to go through that we see here. Mm-hmm. One of the major reasons why we even started talking about this is safety. And specifically for a family of Latino heritage, we feel safer there than we do here, period.
100%.
We just do. Mm-hmm. So understand the warnings and the concern from people, and it's genuinely appreciated. This is the best choice for our family, period.
Mm-hmm. And also, I do want to mention before I go to the next comment, is media sometimes exaggerates on a lot of things. Like, for example, there was like a hurricane, I think, like passed through Punta Cana, and they were like, oh my God, is it all over Dominican Republic? Like, no, it's not. Like, I even had friends that posted from there, like, they're safe. It's not that bad. It's just don't rely too much on the U.S. media, because they're too much.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
All right. So this is from Mina, to talk about that it's great for us that we're doing so much research about moving before going to the Dominican Republic. Life-changing decisions require a lot of research, and I totally 100% agree, because absolutely, I don't want to go over there and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. You don't want to do that. You want to be prepared before any life-changing, life-changing moves like this, you know? So, yeah.
For sure.
Emily. Danny, I know you mentioned in another video, being from San Francisco Macorís, that's where my husband grew up. We're considering moving to DR in the future. Loving these videos. So helpful. First of all, thank you, Emily, for watching. Shout out to your husband from San Francisco Macorís. For those that don't know, that's the third biggest city in the whole Dominican Republic. I lived there a very long time. I also had a business over there, my first business as a teen there in San Francisco Macorís. So the area that I used to live is La Carretera, like going to the capital from there. There's a lot of business, a lot of residential areas there. I used to live in this area called La Caperuza and La Fortuna. Those are two areas I used to live. And I also used to go to two schools there in San Francisco Macorís. One is called La Altagracia. That's like a Catholic private school. And the other one is called Los Amiguitos. I was like, when I was like a little kid, I used to go to that school. Yeah, I remember the uniforms there was like yellow and blue. It was like a weird, weird color. But I enjoyed it. That was like one of my favorite time growing up in DR, was just living there. And you know, I found my gaming community. We used to meet up all the time, play some Super Nintendo games and so on, Sega Genesis, you know. So we used to do a lot of trades, because there were some games I didn't have, my friends had. So we used to go to each other's house and like, okay, here. All right, so what you think about that, Ree? Because you drove through San Francisco Macorís briefly when we were going to La Tejerenas, but I think it would be really cool for us to check it out, the city, and stay there a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, it was really sweet. And it was also cool to hear you commenting on how much it's changed. Obviously, it's been many years since you lived there.
So much.
Or since you've even been back. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to, again, see and hear about the development. And you had even called your mom and your sister, telling them about, like, this building is different and this is new here. So that was really fun. And shout out to school uniforms. I grew up with school uniforms as a kid and I absolutely loved it. And I think that's really great. It honestly gave me more opportunities to express myself through my passion on the weekends and after school than if I had like spent all my time and energy every single day getting dressed, which is like a lot and actually drains me now as an adult.
Yeah. Like,
I actually love a uniform. I actually kind of have a bit of like a outfit formula uniform that I use on a regular basis now, mm-hmm. because it's just such a habit and it makes things so much easier. But speaking of learning and school, mm-hmm. there is a question from Instagram. This is actually on one of our clips on my Instagram that we posted. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is this one about? This was about joining like the expat community and kind of along the same lines of like, is this the real Dominican Republic? Mm-hmm. But the question was from Indie Film Antoine. So hi, thanks for commenting. And Antoine says, I really hope you and your family have the best lives there. Please continue to keep us posted. Don't worry, we will. Also, do you know Spanish? There's a good chance I missed that if you did, but I'm just curious. And my answer is, sí. Yo sé suficiente español para salir adelante. So I've been practicing. I have my Spanish lessons every day on my phone. Estoy practicando cada día con Danny.
Oh, sí, live on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's so much easier when we're there or when we're with your family, Danny, and mm-hmm. I hear it all day and I'm speaking a little bit more confidently. So I look forward to the next time we're there or the next time we get to like actually go around your family, because I feel like I might have a little more confidence now. Mm-hmm. But it's hard, right? It's hard when you're just taking lessons and not using it. And I know it'll be a lot easier once we're actually relocated.
Well, I gotta answer this. Well, you can both answer this one because it's just like, it's so dumb seeing this, man. This is from Steve Hall on YouTube. Google and NVIDIA are not coming to DR. Just nonsense. I replied to this person. He said, this is from the Google and NVIDIA video that we did. Okay. And this person, very negative, but like, Google and NVIDIA are not coming to DR. That's just nonsense. I'm like, bro, both of these companies, and including the government, announces this is like a big deal. It's all over the news. Look it up. Do your research. Instead of being closed-minded and just want the country to just stay the same forever, do some research and be happy about this. This is amazing seeing more tech companies going to the Dominican Republic. Like, this is going to help a lot of people that are into tech in DR to get big future opportunities like this. You know what I'm saying? So this is good. I don't know what people are hating on this. It's like, not everybody. I think the majority of people are like, they're very happy about it. But like, there's always going to be one or two that are like this, you know, like, oh, it's not true. It's not going to happen. You know,
I understand maybe some skepticism with news in general. We, of course, have experienced that. But this is happening. It's been reported. Many different sources have been well researched. So it is the truth, if that's helpful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I personally am excited for the advancements coming and, you know, bringing more business and more education and work opportunities to people on the island. And yeah, I think that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Here is a comment from Emmanuel07.
Oh,
and this is over on YouTube. Okay. And said, congrats, guys. Very happy for you. Hope it all works out. We do too. Once all is done, let us know where you rank the developer for future reference and give us their info as well. Mm-hmm. Put a pin in that. Really quickly, they had a second comment that said, remember to ask for non-slippery stone in tiles. It's worth the money. And I will say, absolutely. Non-slip tile is like almost like the number one thing on my list of customizations.
She's not a fan of that. Rihanna's not a fan.
I mean, there's a design aesthetic for really smooth, sick, shiny tiles, like either on the floors or on the walls or both, for high-end luxury villas. And I understand. It looks very beautiful. It is not functional for our family at all. It's actually quite dangerous. We have older people who will be with us. We have kids who will be around. It's not a good idea. Just not a good idea to have slippery floors. So yes, we will have very intentionally chosen flooring, either wood or more porous or matte stone. And that's something that we are 100% going to take care of with our design choices. But going back to ranking the developer, so we've mentioned this before, we're working with Grupo Hoseida, and we are really excited to be partnering with them on this project. We can't rank them. We've never worked with anyone else before, but we will be documenting the journey as it progresses.
Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, we've been talking to them for a while, and they've been really good at communicating back to us and everything.
Incredible. Yeah.
Great team. Also took us out to eat and just got to see the Capcana area too. You know, went to their office too, got to see some of the different designs of other projects they're working on. So they've been really great at communicating. That's something I have to say. It's been A+ when it comes to that. They've been really good with that, you know, so.
Right. And technically, we haven't even started our build yet. So we're feeling really good about the relationship. They're so welcoming. I don't want to say they feel like family already, but it's kind of like that. Like, they really do reflect as real people who have a real care for what they're building and who they're building it with. And that's how we operate with our company and with everything we do too. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good match that, you know, we're nothing but excited. So we anticipate lots of fun, positive updates, and being on time as well. Like, they've shown that they can build on a schedule that is, it's not as extended as most people assume for a lot of developers in the area. I'll just say it that way.
Yeah. I'll mention this. I know their last project, the house that they built in Punta Cana Village, they finished ahead of schedule. I know that because the owners of the house mentioned that. So let's see what happens with us. You know, I do want to mention that it is important. Relationship is very, very important in DR for all kinds of stuff, especially for these type of things, doing research for anything. Relationships is very, very important. That's how we've been connecting with a lot of people. It's just more of like advice or trying to think of another word to
like personal recommendations.
Yeah, you go recommendations and all that stuff. So yeah, that's important. You know, I know when it's someone that has never been to DR and doesn't know anybody, it's really, really hard. But once you're there, make sure to build relationships and start talking to people in the local area, and slowly you will build those relationships with other people too. All right, I'm going to read my last one, unless you have one more, Ree. This is going to be my last one for me.
No, I didn't realize we had so many.
It's a lot.
Just really quick, I just want to say, like, this is awesome, and we read every single comment, so thank you all for sharing your thoughts with us on our content and our journey and everything we're doing, and keep it coming, please. Like, this really gives us so much energy and fuel when the long weeks in between waiting for updates, it really helps to have your support and your participation, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good or bad, just send the comments, and we love to interact with everybody.
Well, maybe less bad. Cool.
Less bad, of course, but good. All right, so this is Peak to Playa. Hi there. We're going to be neighbors with a happy face. My partner and I are building a place in Vista Cana and is projected to be delivered August of 2027-ish. I like the renderings of your villa. I think we all picked a great area. Anyway, love your content, and it's nice to see others excited about moving to the DR too.
Yay.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's exciting seeing this. It's exciting seeing other people that are also building homes over there, or they're planning to rent because they just want to live somewhere else in DR. You know, like, it's cool to see this. It's really exciting. It pumps me up. It pumps me up for us to move faster, to move over there, you know. So
for sure. Yeah. It's also really cool to be involved with groups like Punta Cana Expats and Black Expats in Vista Cana, and you know, like people who are on a similar journey but either many steps ahead of us or right next to where we are, and just sharing resources and having that community that we're already starting to build. It's so encouraging and you know, really makes all the difference, because it really doesn't feel like we're doing this alone. And oh God, I'm getting emotional. That makes it all feel way more possible, right? Like, what is it, the saying? Like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with other people. I don't know.
Something like that. Close enough. I get where
you're like that. but it's so true. Like you really need a team to get things like this through. And it's the way we work. We love working with teams. We love helping people make their dreams come true. And this is just one of many dreams that we have and that we share. And once this is quote unquote done, onto another set of dreams, right? Either ours or other people's or both. I just want to make our lives and everybody else's lives better. And I'm just so grateful to you, Danny, in the universe for giving us the skills and the resources and the connections we need to make things like this happen.
Yeah, it is exciting. It is exciting. And I'm excited to see our daughter growing up there and experience something different, you know, very different than here in the States, you know. So
I mean, almost like a 90s kind of life, right? Where she's all the kids are out until the lights come on, and then they just like run home, and you're like, where were you all day? You smell like outside. Go wash up.
Yeah, I've just been riding bikes all over the place, you know, so.
Yeah.
Now, everyone, thank you so much for watching or listening to the latest episode of the Danny and Rihanna Show. Again, please like this video, subscribe, and share the content. Please, we need your help. We're about to hit 800 subscribers, but we want to go higher than that. Let's go to 1,000. That's the main goal. And after we reach that goal, we'll have another goal. But that's the main one. 1,000 subscribers. We're almost there. We can't do this without you. So please spread the word about the show. All right. Anything else, Ree?
That's it. This was fun. I like reading through everything again, because I don't know if it's corny or nothing, but like I look through these comments and I'm like, oh, look at all these people who are just like cheering us on. Like we can do it for them.
And we skipped a lot. There's a lot of comments. I'm like,
so many people that you know who you are. We try to respond to everything or like to everything. And we really appreciate people who comment more than once. We know who you are.
Yep.
Thanks for being homies. And yeah, let's see what else we can do together.
Awesome. Well, everyone, thank you for watching. Until next time, we're out. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.